Okay, today is Daf Nun Gimel. We're on Nun Beis Amud Beis, third line from the bottom of Papa. Today's shiur is sponsored by the Daskal family, Ilu Nishmas, Nunuch Afreda, Bas Yaakov Yehuda. I'm about 100% sure of the story, but it's a story. Rav Papa, Yaitik Le Lebre, Be Abba Surya. Rav Papa was making a shidduch for his son to the daughter of who? Abba Surah, right. Azal, he went, L'michtav l'ksuvatha. He went to write the ksuva. Shama Yehuda bar Meremar. Yehuda bar Meremar heard, right, that Rav Papa came to town, right? Nafak asa ischazile. He went to go greet him. Kimatu l'pischa, when he was by the entrance, havikam miftar minei. Right? He separated, he went away from him. Amalei, Neomar Bahadai. Come in with me to base Abba Surya's house. Anyway, Chazia, Rav Papa saw Delo Nichale, that Yehuda Bar Meimar didn't want to come into the house. So Amalei told him, my dad, why don't you want to come into the house? Why not? Is it because Mishum da Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda? Mishum da Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda Shinana? Is it because Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda, Shinana, Rav Yehuda, lo teheve ba'avure achasante, you shouldn't transfer an inheritance, afilu me'bara bisha labara tova, even from a bad son to a good son, mishum, delo yadana, my zara nafik minei, because you don't know who the grandchildren are going to be, the great-grandchildren, so you're upset that we're making up a ksuva now, where I guess we're going to be giving something to the daughter, to the wife. That's not really the halacha? Is that what you were? And Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda, you shouldn't do that? You shouldn't transfer money? Oh, he's better. I'm going to give it to him. Right? He's a better kid. He's better than the other one, right? I'm going to don't do that. Because you don't know what's going to be in 20 years. For Kolsh came, he brought Lebrata, and for sure from a son to a daughter? That's the halacha. Is that what you're upset about? Hi, Nami, Takanta de Rabbanani. Don't worry about that. It's Takanta de Rabbanan. Ksuvas Pinin Dichwin. So it's a kind of story of Anan. Tam of Yochanan, Mishum, Mishum, Ben Yechai, Amalei, Hani, Mili, Midaite. So he said, that's only if they all agree to it. Yeah, I know. I went to Daf Yomi the past week. I heard what's going on. But La'asi and Nami, even to force them? Amalei, Atumika, Minalach, Da'al, Va'asiya. What, I told you we're going to force anybody? Oh, V'lo, Ta'asiya, Kamina. I meant to come inside the house. I'm not going to force anybody. Amalei, so he said, Ma'ale Didi, Hainu Asiya. Me being there is forcing. Just by me being there, everyone's going to be forced.
Why?
I'm not sure. I don't know why. I don't know. Anyway, Achvie,
that's the whole case.
What?
I'm the whole case.
And neither do I. What's going on here?
So, Papa's the one who has the son.
I know. So I don't know who.
It's not his benefit.
That's why I said. I wasn't sure what's going on here. Who is this guy?
No, Papa's marrying. No, his daughter is marrying Abba Surya.
No.
Yes, his son.
Son is marrying Abba Surah's daughter.
So who's this guy?
Marrying, it makes sense.
And who did Barry marry anyway in this story? Who is he? Just a guy.
Yeah.
He's not one of those. He's not the chassan.
No, he's not the
chassan. So what's going on here? I don't know. So Achve went in, va'ayel v'shasik v'yosef. He was quiet. He sat there, be quiet. Savrahu mirsach rasach. The Abba Surah thought that he's upset. That it wasn't a big enough dowry. So, Kisvei l'chol mai dahavile, he wrote him all his possessions. L'sof, amalei, hashtanami lo mishtoi mar, you still not happy? You still upset? T'chayi demar lo shavik midi l'nafshoi. Amamish, I left nothing over for myself. I'll give everything to you. You still upset? Amalei, iminai didi afilu hainami dikasavtel nichali. If this would have been for me, it wouldn't make a difference to me. In other words, I don't care. Amalei hashtanami ahadabi. So he said, well, if that's the case, let me take it back. Leave some back for myself. Amalei, well, no. Shavi nafshach hadwana lo kamina. Not to give it back, that we don't say. Right. So I'm not exactly sure who these players are. So I don't know exactly understand what's going on here. Okay, that's the end of the story. Now, boy mene Rav Yemar Saba.
What do we see from this story?
That you see from this story that you're allowed to. The bottom line that the daughter will get an inheritance.
Yeah,
even though she's a daughter, yeah. And normally daughters don't inherit, but you can work around that. Baimine Rav Yemar Saba Me Rav Nachman Machra Ksuvasa Labaila. She sells her ksuva to her husband. What does that mean? That means she when he dies, so again, what's a ksuva? A ksuva is when he dies, or when they get divorced, she gets a check.
Right.
So she'll say, listen, I have debts, I have this, I have that. Give me the money now. Okay. Give me the money now. It's obviously going to be a discount, because she can sell it even to a third party. She can sell it to a third party, and that third party is taking a gamble that he'll die first. Because if she dies first, it's a worthless piece of paper. So it's a gamble. So she tells the husband, sell it to me now, at a discount, I need the money, whatever it is. Now, let's say, first of all, the Rishonim ask already, how could they even live together? Because you're not allowed to live without a tzuva. So either in a chenayim with a tenavera, or she's on her deathbed, or they have to find some case. What?
It's a note.
What? No, it's a tzuva.
No. The tzuva turns into a
I hear.
A note.
I hear. So, anyway, so yesh lo ksuvas b'din dichrin, or ain lo ksuvas b'din dichrin. So let's say he agrees to do that. He agrees to do that. He says, fine, I'll give you money now. Then what happens? Then she dies first. Then he dies. So is the ksuvas b'din dichrin also lost? Right? Hear what's going on here?
Yeah, what's one to do with another though?
What do you mean?
Yes, of course it's lost.
Why?
Because the ksuva has been paid already.
Exactly. The ksuva has been paid already. The ksuva has been paid before death.
Only tells you who gets the money.
No, it doesn't.
No. She, if the ksuva is still there, then her son inherited. If she already sold the ksuva, or she already took it, then forget about it.
She brought into this marriage $1,000. And she wrote in the ksuva, that $1,000 is for my first marriage, for my kids.
Correct.
I don't want it going into the pot.
Nothing to do, right.
How, right? I don't want to go into the pot. When I die, when you die, no, that's not when she dies, that's when he dies. Then it goes back to my, that $1,000 goes back to my kids. Right? Fine. It's ksuva's been different. In addition to that, it's also ksuva for her.
Correct.
The ksuva for her, two different things. So what's the half a minute that it should go, now, the ksuva is over. Why? It was prepaid.
Right.
Does the ksuva's been different also get, is also considered finished?
No, that's hers.
So, Amalei Rava.
The ksuva of the Mnich also apply even if she doesn't bring a dowry.
Oh, so Amalei Rava, v'tibay lach mocheles. What if she was mochel the ksuva? You know what? I don't need a ksuva. I love you too much to get petty with money. Who needs that? Right? So what happens if that happens? So Amalei, see, sit back. Hashta, mocheres coming by li. Mocheres coming by li. You're asking about a sale. Right? What happens if she sold her ksuva? The afagav the ikala meimar zuzi antsua, and why did she do that? Zuzi antsua means she was forced into it.
Cash strapped.
She was right, exactly. She was strapped for cash. She didn't want to do that. Nobody wants to sell things less than they're worth.
Right.
So why did she do that? She had no choice. So zuzi antsua damina command the car mochule meo uchli beuchla it mochlesa. It's like a person getting a hit 100 times with 100 thumbtacks, whatever it is, something like that, right? Mochel is mibaya. Let's see, ask me now, what if she's mochel? Right? I'm also... What? I have the same shayla if she's mochel. You're right, it's the same exact shayla. Right? Okay. Amar Rava, pshitali, it's obvious to me, mocheres ksuvas la'achirim, if she sells the ksuva to someone else, right? She goes to her next door neighbor, she says, I'm really cash-strapped. I have a ksuva for $500,000. Please give me $100,000 for it. Right? That's a pretty good gamble. Right? Next, the neighbors is fine. What about the ksuva that's been in the dukhra now? She happened to have brought it to the marriage. $1,000,000. It's going back to her kids. So does that get canceled? So, pshitali, mocheres ksuva la'acherim, yesh lo ksuva that's been in dukhra. She's still, the kid, that money's still protected for her children. My time of why? Because Zuzi Antsua. She was forced into it. She was cash strapped. She had no choice. Rashi says, Yesh lo ksuvas b'din dichrin. It's right here, right across where we are. Yesh lo ksuvas b'din dichrin. Dahakilo zavinte nami yaris labal. Because just because she did that, the husband still inherits her. Right? V'takun le'rabban and hashnayim le'gabi bal b'mocheres lo paka zechusa. Nothing changed. In other words, the zechus didn't go away. Okay? Mocheles k'suvasa le'baila. But if she's mochel the k'suva, in la k'suvas b'din dichrin. There is no k'suvas b'din dichrin if she's mochel to her husband. Oh, we don't need a k'suva. Me and you, we don't. Why? Because my time of why? Achule achilte. She waived it. Right? She waived it. Yeah, she was mochel. So did she mochel the ksuvah b'din dichrin as well?
But she can, because ksuvah is the right, so she cannot mochel
that. Huh?
Ksuvah is the right.
Some asked, ksuvah could be the, so why can't you be mochel it?
You can't.
What do you mean? If I lend you $100, that's a daraisa. You owe me $100, I can't be mochel it? You know, keep it, don't worry about it. I can not do that? Of course I am. Even if it's daraisa. You know what? So when she's mochel to her own husband, right, even the kids get, those ksuvah b'din dichrin is cancelled. It's over. Now, so what was the kasha? Boy Rava, mocheres ksuva labaila, when you sell a ksuva to your own husband, what's that? Is that ksuvas lacherim dummy? Is that like selling it to someone else? In which case, the ksuvas benedichrin is secured? Oh, ki mocheles labaila dummy. Or is it like selling it to your, or is it like being mochel to your husband? In which case, the ksuvas benedichrin is cancelled. Basar dibai hadar pashta. After he asked his question, he answered it. Pshita, it's mocheres ksuva labaila. If you sell the ksuva to your own husband, ki mocheres lacherim dummy, it's like you sell it to someone else, and the ksuva's been indifferent is still intact. Okay? Basar ravidi baravin. One second. Mesa, what does it say? Mesa, who's Mesa? She died. Right? Ein yarshin shel zeh, the ein yarshin shel zeh ksuvasa. What happened? What happened was, someone told her, oh, you know, your husband died in the battle. I was there. It was terrible. Nebuch, he died. She says, yeah? So she goes to Bezin, she says, this guy says, my husband died. So what does Bezin say to her? Lady, this guy better be right. Because if you get married to someone else and it's not true, your life is really ruined. Right? She says, yeah, but he said, okay. She gets married. Sure enough, the husband shows up. So what happens? Teite mizeh umizeh. She has to leave both husbands. And something which didn't apply to us back in Yevamos, and we learned this. Ein yarshin shel zeh, ve'ein yarshin shel zeh, ksuvasa. Nobody gets a ksuva. There's no ksuva for either husband.
When did she die? Mesa.
What? What? Mesa, she died.
After she leaves.
She died. Right? Look at Rashi. Ein yarshin shel zeh. Mishnah hi b'yavamis. It's a little further than we are. Ha'isha shahalach b'ayla v'dinas yam. V'amala ein echad meis b'ayla. They said your husband died. V'yitiru li yinasei. One aid, we'll go out. One aid, and she gets remarried. V'nitzat v'achakach b'ayla. Then the husband shows up. Teitzi mizeh u'mizeh. She has to leave both. V'ein lo ksuva. She doesn't get a ksuva lo mizeh u'mizeh. Now v'yim meisa, now she died.
How are you supposed to know that this is the case they're talking about?
It's not mamish. It's mamish.
Died after years and
no. That's why. Is that Rashi? It's mamish impossible. Because how would you know what this is talking about? All the art school did was look at Rashi. All the Masifta does is look at Rashi. Okay, so they make it easier Hebrew. That's all they did. To make it easier Hebrew for me. And the art school has it in English. It's even better. It's English. How do you know what they're talking about? It's not for Rashi.
Yeah, one word, Mesa,
and
the whole
thing. Mesa, the whole, doesn't say Tete. Then you can figure out, oh, that's what it's about. No, Mesa, Ein Yarshin Zeh Mizeh. What does that mean? I have no clue. So Rashi, that's what Rashi says. V'im Mesa, now she died. Ein Yarshin Shel Zeh V'zeh Banim She'esh Lo Mizeh U'mizeh Yarshin Ksuvasa. Nobody gets her Ksuva. No kids from either marriage get her Ksuva.
But her dowry
is
separate.
What? By the way, the children from the second marriage are mamzerim, because she was still married. Right? So there's nothing. So now we're going to talk about this. Vavinan ba, and we asked the question, ksuvasa maya vidite.
But we're saying that there is no ksuva.
Ksuvasa maya vidite. What kind of ksuva are you talking about? What does ksuva mean? I understand she can't stay married to both. But what does it mean, ksuva? Vamar of papa. No, ksuvas been in dichrin. There's no ksuvas been in dichrin. It's gone.
What does that mean? Where is the dowry going?
What?
Her dowry that she brought into the first marriage. $1 million. What happens to that? Goes to the husband?
Well, one second. So someone said the husband died. That never goes to her husband anyway. It goes to her children.
You just said
so now what happens to it? I don't know. Vamai, hachanami. What kind of why has the ksuras been a different lost? Lema, let's say, yeter anta. What's the difference if zuze anta? She was strapped for money, or she's strapped to be married. Why she didn't do it on purpose? She heard the husband. What was her? What was her taina? What's the fault on her? She didn't check it out deep enough. All right. So for that, the kids had no, who has total innocent victims over here, lose the money? Why? I understand she did a mistake. She should not have remarried the guy without knowing what the first guy's really dead. Right. 100%. So why did they lose the ksuva for the boys?
I don't understand this case. Her dowry comes in. It really belongs to her.
It belongs to her.
Family.
Correct.
What happens then now?
That, what happens to it is, she has to die.
She dies.
And then the husband has to die.
But she died now. This is the case. Okay.
She died after marrying two husbands.
Right. So now that $1 million that belongs to her family.
You just asked me that. I said I don't know.
Oh, I know. So I'm saying. Yeah, there's no opening. What does that mean? There's no
opening. I'll tell you who doesn't get the money. Those boys. They for sure don't get the money. Where does the money go? I don't know. Maybe it goes to the husband's yarshim. I don't know. Maybe it goes back to her father. I don't know where it goes. I don't. It's a good question. I don't know. The point, I don't know. I don't know the answer, but the point is the boys don't get it. It doesn't make any sense. If she's money strapped for money, we said that the boys do get it. Over here, we say they don't get it. Why? So the answer is Hasam Katsuhu to Katsu Rabbanan. You're right, it's a knas. You're right. It's another reason to make this woman 1,000,000,000% sure not to do this. Exactly. Not only is she messing up her life and the mamzerim and all that, it's also $1 million on the line. That's also gonna be lost. It's a lot of things that she makes if she's not right about this. That's all. That's not such a crazy answer, right? Yosef Ravin Bar Chanina Kamei Drev Chista V'Yosef Ekamer Shmaitzad Rev Elazar Mocheles Ksuva Selabayla. If she's Mochel or Ksuva, Ein Lo Mazonos. She doesn't have to be supported by them. Right? E Amale E Lav De Kamartali Mishmei De Gavar Rabba Havamin Alach. If you wouldn't have said that, a great person wouldn't have said that, I would have said Meshav Ra Tachas Tova Lo Tomash Ra Mi Beso. Right? I would have said she can get it. Is that what it means? Yeah. I would have said she can get it. Right? I would say she can get it, and even though she's Mochel the Tzuva, she still gets supported. Yosef, Rav Nachman, V'ula, V'abimi, Barav Papi, V'yosef, Rav Chia, Barami, Gabayu, Asahu Gavra, D'shchiva, Arusato. His Arusa died. Okay? His Arusa died. They had Eris and Nanasuin, and then she died. Who has to pay for the funeral? So Amale, Zilkvar, either bury her, oh, have la ksuvas, or give the ksuva. So amalahu rav chia. One second, Tanina ishta arusa. If you have a wife who's an arusa, lo onin. There's no aninus on that. Even though they're married, he wants to divorce her. He has to give a get. There's no aninus. Lo mitamala. He doesn't have to become tummy for her. He doesn't have to go to the funeral. V'chein he also she. If he dies when they only have erisin, lo onenes. She's not an onin for him. Lo mitamalo. She doesn't become tummy for him. So. Mesa Eino Yarsha, if she dies, there's no Yerusha. Mes Hu, Gova Ksuvasa. But if he dies, then she does collect the Ksuva. Taima, the Mes Hu. That's because she hit him, he died. Ha Mesa He, but if she died, Eino Ksuvasa. There is no Ksuva. So I have to pay for the funeral. My time, why is that? I'm Rav Oshia. She ain't any Koriba, Lakisha Tisiani Laacher, Titli, Masha Kasav Lachi. Because you never chayv a ksuva, right? Only when he dies or he gets divorced from her. Here she died. Why do I have to pay for the funeral? There is a ksuva by Erison, by the way. Just said that. There is a ksuva by Erison. Only if he dies. Not if she dies. So why am I paying for this funeral? Why do I have to pay? And there's no aninus, there's no avelos, there's nothing.
And she gets captured?
Huh?
Who has to ransom?
If she gets captured by Arison?
Yeah.
It's a good question.
The same question.
Exactly, it's the same question. Anyway, Kiyasa Ravin, Amarish Lakish, Arusa Shemesa, Ain Laksuva. There is no Ksuva by an Arusa. If she died, Amalu Abaya, Zilu Amrle, Shakila Tuvasach, Shadi Achizri. Take your good vart and put it over there. Kfar Tirgum Arvoshia, Lashmaiti, Babavel. We learned that already in Babel. Yeah, we did in Babel. Okay, next. Benon nukvin dehevi lechi minai. Yeah, what that means is that your daughters have to be supported. Your daughters have to be supported after you die. Your daughters get supported from the ksuva. That's what that says. That in the ksuva it says, when you die, your daughters will be supported. Until when? How long are they supported?
They get married.
Either till they get married or till they grow up. So, Rav Tani ad tlakhan leguvrin. Until they get married. Till they get married. Levi Tani ad tetzbagrin. No, until they become bogeres, which is 12 and a half years old. Rav afagav to bogar. What about Rav? Even she's 20 years old and she's still not married, she's getting supported? And Levi afagav the inzin? Well, according to Levi, she's 11 years old and she got married. They have to support her still? She's married. So the Gemara says, no, no, no. Ella bigot bogar, if she grew up v'lo intiv and she's still not married, or intiv but she got married v'lo bogar but she didn't grow up yet, kuli amalo pligi. There's no machlokas about that. The estate doesn't have to pay for her anymore. Ki pligi, what's the machlokas? Barusa, she's an arusa, but v'lo bogar, but she didn't grow up yet. V'chein tani Levi b'mas nisan, and Levi learned the same thing in a brisa, in a mishnah. What's b'masnisa in a mishnah? So look at the Rashi here. Tani Levi b'masnisa. Levi see their brisa shisha sedarim kerbchir v'kerboshia. Levi also learned brisas like a bchir v'kerboshia. Interesting. Okay. Ad that is bagrin until she becomes a bogeres v'yamti zmanehen the instant. And also when she gets married. So tarti two things now. So Gemara says no. Ella o tizbagrin o either until she gets older. Oh, yamti zimnayin le'intiva, until we wait till she gets married. So ki tanoi, let's say this is a machlokas tanoim, because it says, ad musa habath nizonis. How old does a girl have to be till she gets supported? So the first opinion is, ad cheta ores, till she gets married. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar amru, ad cheta yisbager, until she becomes old. Tani Rabbi Yosef, ad dahavyin, until that happens. So what happens? So yiboyluhu, havi de'erisin, Avid in a suin. Does it mean Erisin or does it mean a suin? Until she gets married. What does it mean? Teku, we don't know what it means. Okay? Good?
No, because now we don't know who bury her.
Well, exactly. And we don't know who has to pay for that. Right, so we're back to the question. Who buries her? We don't know. I don't know.
Put her in Potter's Field.
Put her in Potter's Field. Amalu Rav Chistel or Rav Yosef. Rav Chistel or Rav Yosef. Mi shmielach mined Rav Yehuda. Arusa yesh lo mizonos o ein lo mizonos? Does an arusa get mizonos or not? What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Arusa, you know, not that's Rashi yet. Arusa, what happened to this arusa? It's the same question. Now, what happened was they're an arusa, and now arusa yesoma. Yeshlo mizonos min ha'achin olo. What happened? What's the case? What's the case over here?
The father died.
The father. Oh, she was engaged. She was engaged to someone else. The father died. Now the halacha is that the girls have to be supported. But he right? That's the halacha. But here she was an arusa. And normally a husband doesn't support an arusa. The father still does. So what's the story? Right? Arusa...
Which both ways, though.
I know. So where are we? Arusa yesh lo mazonos o ein lo mazonos. Amalei mashma lo mashma lo shmili. I didn't hear anything. I never heard that. El mistabra, but it makes sense to me, lesle. It makes sense she doesn't get supported. Why? Given the irsa, since she is engaged... Lo nichale to tithazel. It's not appropriate that she should have to get supported. Look at Rashi. It's not the Rashi. Mistabra lesle. Kiven darus lo nichale tithazel. Mistabra ani omer. I say, I don't have a raya, but that's what I would think. She ain't lo mizonos min achin. The brothers don't have to support her anymore. Why not? To my time, I'm talking about a mizonos, labas, uminichse av. What's the whole reason why they made this gzera that the girls have to be supported? Why? Because girls don't go begging for food. So there's only enough to go around for some and not others, the girls get it. That's weird. Hacha, but over here, she's not going no matter what. Why not? This is the husband's going to support her. He's not going to let her go begging. He's engaged to her. He's not going to let her go begging. So she doesn't have to take away from the brothers and make them go begging. Let her go home. Let her go to the husband. Listen, I know we're not married yet. It's a little early. But I got nothing to eat. What's she going to do? So she can tell her to go beg? No. Right? He doesn't have to. He's not going to let his wife go begging. It's his wife. All right, it happens to me. He's not suing yet. So what? He's not going to let her go begging. So in such a case, why should the brothers have to suffer now? You hear? The whole reason is that girls don't go begging. Now, single girls do, right? They have no choice, they do. They're not going to go hungry. But the brothers can go do that. But over here, she can go to the husband. Hey, listen, I'm getting married next month. I have nothing to eat now. Wait till next month. Right? So why should she? That's what I think. That's what he said. Amalei, im mashma lo shmielach. I didn't hear about this question. But mistabra isli, I think she does get. Why? Given the lo kimla bigava, since they're not married yet, lo shadi lazuzi bichti. He's not spending money for no reason. Maybe he'll find some mum in her. Maybe there'll be a mekachto somehow. No, he's not going to do that. No one spends money they don't have to. So tell her, yeah, the wedding night, 100% I'll support you. Turns out you have no mums. It's all good. Otherwise, I'm not doing that now. So vikadamri, others say, amalei, mashmalo shmielei, mistabra islei. I think she does the same, which is repeating himself now. Given the lo kimle bigava, lo shadi zuzi bichti. Since they're not married yet, he's not spending money for nothing. Amalei imashma lo shmielach. I didn't hear this. Mistabra lesle. I think she doesn't get the irsa lo nichale de tisatel. Because there's no way a man. It's an exact opposite approach. The psychology is the exact opposite. One says there's no way he's paying earlier. The husband, no way. Because why? Because no one blows money on nothing. Nothing. It's his wife, right? Future wife. But they're married already. But he doesn't have an obligation, right? He doesn't have an obligation. That's what the accountant says. Doesn't have an obligation. And more than that, maybe the wedding will get undone. That's what Rashi says that. It'll get undone. Why? I'll find some mums. So he's not gonna blow money like that. And other ones are the exact opposite. He's not, no one lets his wife go into begging in the street. Not gonna allow that. So it's a machlokas. Okay. Simon, the Gavri. Tzak, Zarav, Mona, Vivama, Shnia, Arusa, V'Antha. We're not going to get to the bottom. I want to get to the take on the bottom. We didn't leave that much over. Pretty much, we got almost all of it. The truth is that these questions, the Simon is the questions that are going to come up now. We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow from here. We pretty much caught up, right? I apologize for the lateness, but at least we pretty much did almost all of it. All right? Yeah. Everyone have a good day and a good Shabbos.
Yeah. Shabbos.